Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. Hey there. I hope you are doing well this fine November day. And yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about Advent today. Christmas schooling, if you will, as so many homeschoolers have been thinking about for a few weeks now, a lot of you guys. But I have a suggestion. I have something that I would like to propose to you, and I want you to contemplate this as you listen to this podcast and maybe over the next week or so as we're getting ready to move into the holiday season where we start thinking about turning our homeschool to the holidays. And this is what I want you to contemplate. Maybe this Advent, you, the homeschooling parent, maybe you need morning time just as much as your kids do. Maybe you need something different for your holiday school this year that allows you to come alongside of your kids and take part in what is going on and not just present this big guilt-inducing, memory-making thing that kind of weighs down on you. But maybe with all the busyness of the season, you also need time to slow down, come alongside your kids, and take part in a slower, gentler morning time holiday school tradition. I'm just throwing that out there. Because I do think there is a little bit of a holiday schooling trap in the homeschool world. I mean, I have been there myself. I have tried to make the homeschool holiday school perfect for my kids. There was, you know, we went and did the Nutcracker year after year after year when the kids were little. And yeah, there was one year where I never actually checked the time on the tickets and we got all dressed up and walked in at intermission because the thing was half over because I had forgotten to check the time. There was the year that I found this idea. It must have been on Pinterest in the early days of Pinterest. I made this long chain of candy kisses. So there was like, you use the colorful plastic wrap for the holidays and you would wrap up a candy kiss and then you would tie off that portion of the plastic wrap with a piece of ribbon and then you would do another one and then another one. And it made this long chain of like candy kisses. So I made two of these, one for each of my children at the time. Thomas was either not born or must have been a baby. And I made two of these and I hung them up on the wall. I don't know what I was thinking. I was a new mom. I was a young mom. And anyway, the whole idea was you were going to cut off each section and eat one candy kiss a day as you counted down to Christmas. Yeah, my three-year-old ate like more than half the candy one day when my back was turned. He just got in there and started opening up all the little ribbons or ripping them off. I don't even know how he got into them. I'm sure it wasn't scissors. We were fortunate enough that none of our children ever cut their own hair that we knew of. But somehow he got into that candy chain and had devoured like, I don't know, 10 to 20 candy kisses before I even knew what was going on. That was a big fail that year. And then I have multiple Jesse tree failures, right? Where we started the Jesse tree and it seemed like such a great idea. We were going to color the ornaments or there were years I pre-made the ornaments. And by like day 7 or 8 or 9, we would just get really behind in the readings and it felt like we were never going to be able to catch up. I know all about the unrealistic expectations of Christmas and the feelings of failure that can come out of not creating the perfect holiday homeschool memories for your kids, because I have definitely been there and done that. And that's why I would like to offer morning time as an antidote to a lot of the pressure to make a perfect holiday school for your family. Like, let's think of it as Christmas school for the soul. I think that's a great way to think of it. Instead of it being something extra that we do for our kids, Maybe it's something that we sit and do with our kids, and it's something that actually nourishes all of us. Morning time during Advent can give you exactly that kind of feeling. It slows down the rush, it centers your heart, and it reminds everyone, including you, exactly what matters. Okay, so some of you may be listening to this on the 18th of November, and you're like, oh, Pam, yay, thank you so much. I haven't even started thinking about what I was going to do for homeschooling in the holidays yet. Yay, I'm so glad. Like, this totally is a great, and I'm just going to present this. This is a great mindset to have. Others of you may be listening, and you may be thinking, I have totally got this. I have been working on this stuff since mid-October. We know you have, because our email inbox has been full of people asking since mid-October, what are you doing for Christmas? When are you releasing the Christmas stuff? We always release it the first, right after Halloween, because we think like that's the perfect time to release it. Because you know us, we love to plan ahead around here, but it just seems to be getting earlier and earlier, and I'm not quite sure what the push is. I really hope it's because people want to be prepared. I really hope it's not because it's becoming so complex and complicated that we feel like we've got to start planning that early. So Advent morning time really is an antidote to that. So if you feel like, I don't need this, I've got my plans in place, maybe, just maybe, stick this idea in your back pocket in case the other just gets to be a little too overwhelming for you and you need to go back to something more simple. I want to give you permission to do that. If the whole idea of holiday school theme and holiday school things and all the activities and all the ideas and all the stuff you're doing for your kids just starts to overwhelm you along about 7 or 8 days into Christmas, remember, I've been there, then take a step back and say, you know what? We can simplify this and just do morning time together. So what does it look like? What does this idea of Christmas school for the soul with a morning time Advent really look like? Well, I'm going to give you a few little things to think about. One thing would be to pick one anchor and let it be enough. Choose one small tradition to come back to every single day. So maybe it's lighting a candle every day or singing a carol. Maybe it's reading a piece of scripture every day, but not in such a way that if you miss reading that piece of scripture, that you're behind somehow. Like, don't assign certain scriptures to certain days, or even if you do, just give yourself permission, if you miss a day, to just pick up where you left off, right? It's scripture on a loop schedule, not scripture on any kind of traditional schedule. Your anchor, your one thing, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It just needs to be consistent. And remember the image of consistency that we talk about, where some days have a little more, some days have a little less. They're not all equal. The cup is not full every single day. It's just some little something. And you can listen to a song while you're eating breakfast. All you have to do is push play. These repeated moments, they're going to build peace. They're going to build tradition. They're going to build memories far more than any perfectly executed lesson plan or project that you do. So that's number one, pick that anchor and let it be enough. Number two, trade more for meaningful. We're not after more things. We're not after more crafts. We're not after more baking. We're not after more books. We're not after more stories. We're for meaningful things. So before you say yes to a new craft or recipe or thing to go do, ask yourself, will this make our home feel more peaceful or more pressured? If it's going to make your home feel more peaceful, go for it. If it's bringing on the pressure, if it's bringing on the second thing, then skip it guilt-free. Because when you only focus on a few meaningful things, the ones that are going to truly delight you and your kids, you end up with less chaos and more connection. So it's okay to look down a list of Christmas activities and identify one or two and say, you know what? My family's just not going to be into those, and let them go. Even if that means on those days, you only do your little anchor thing and you do nothing else. Totally okay. And then finally, the third tip, and this one may be my favorite. This one is to let beauty do the heavy lifting for you. You do not have to be an entertainer. You do not have to be the lesson planner. You do not have to turn every holy day into a reason to do more in your homeschool. Music, art, poetry, these can do the heavy lifting of your holiday schooling without you having to do too much at all. So turn on that hymn while you light the Advent candles. Put on a story recording while you prep dinner. Let beauty do the work of softening the edges of your day and building those Christmas memories. And this is why our free Advent morning time plans are great, because they hand you the ready-made beauty and all you have to do is show up and enjoy it. There's no prep and there's no pressure. Listen, the point of doing school at the holidays, holiday schooling with our kids, the point is peace. It's not perfect. And this is the heart of this idea of Christmas school for the soul. It's not about checking boxes. It's not about finishing everything. It's about slowing down enough to notice the beautiful and the good things already around you. So if your toddler eats your candy countdown, and let's be honest, it can happen if you actually hung chocolate up on your wall. I don't know what I was thinking. You can laugh, you can breathe, and you can remember you have already made the memory that mattered. So this year, instead of chasing the perfect holiday school plan, instead, let's make time for Christmas school for the soul. A few minutes each day where you feed your soul while nourishing theirs. And if this sounds like what your heart's been craving, then we have got you. Come and download our free Advent morning time plans. They're at pambarnhill.com/advent. They're not homework. They're soul care disguised as morning time. Come on and get your plans. That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.